B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, LBF on vacay. Our friend Tracy Caruso is back, which is nice to see her again. Thank you for coming
Thank
back,
you.
Tracy.
Yeah.
You okay? Did some sleep last night?
I did. I got some sleep. That was a
nice.
Good thing.
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Brian, a little concerned with you, my friend.
Yeah.
Your eyes do not look great. What's
little,
going on?
A little red.
Yeah.
And
well,
swollen,
you know, a little swollen.
Yeah.
Little watery.
Yeah. They look angry.
right?
I got into a splash fight yesterday in the pool with my son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And both of us afterwards, our eyes were burning.
Yeah,
I rinsed them out, did some eye drops. This is better. Like, I sat there for a while. I couldn't even open my eyes yesterday.
Serious?
I'm like, what the heck?
Wow.
And you're telling us that you did a water test on the pool and the water
I had just
normal.
Balanced everything out Friday.
It sounds like too much chlorine.
That's I looked up a thing that actually said it's not enough.
Not enough.
Really? Well.
But I'm
so just
I'm going to go get it tested today.
To throw a ton more in today.
I should do it.
I would not do
I'll
that.
I'll just pour some chlorine directly
Holy
in my eyes.
Cow. There's this woman I see for our little pool, Amy.
Yeah.
She's a pool savant.
Really?
In North Reading. She has the answers to everything. I could walk in there with any problem, and she's got this immediate answer.
Does she just drink the water and like tell you what's wrong with it?
Yeah,
like a pool sommelier?
Exactly. She'll say,
that's pretty good.
Calcium up. your pH balance is not in line, Bob. No, she's amazing. So I don't know, but someone out there might have the answer for you, Brian.
Boy,
well, I mean, automatically,
just,
everybody, you think it's chemicals, but it.
I know. That's my because I just got back from the pool store like last week, and they said, here, put all this stuff in your pool. So I did.
Yeah.
And the water looks great. Looks beautiful.
But if the water was perfect on Friday, the kind of weather that we've had, all that heat may have.
Might be.
Changed something up.
It's perfect.
It's going to be
hot
again
great.
Today.
I'm sure it looks great.
Looks so good.
So if you're a pool person, you could call Brian and let him know what do you think's up.
Yeah, unless
Amy's
listening. Telephone.
Yeah. Can she diagnose one over the phone?
Yeah, I think she can. We'll Zoom you, Brian.
Can you blink?
Partly.
On one eye, yeah.
You know, it doesn't look good. All right. High of 90. But it looks better than yesterday.
Wow.
I'm quite sure. You should wear goggles here as well.
Right.
So you know. High of 93 today. Holy cow. It was so hot yesterday.
How hot was it?
I wouldn't even go into a pool because you had to get out. Like, I don't want to get in and out. High of 93, down to 69 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 89, but that might snap the heat wave that we're having. But today, more humidity than yesterday.
So muggy. It was like 80 when I got to the station this morning.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Right.
Ugh, who likes this?
I still won't complain.
I like that about you, Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, real quick, we had Kevin Sousa, listener from Lowell yesterday, play the Million Dollar Scramble with us playlist.
Yeah.
He got four right. Remember, he promised he knew them all.
Oh, he said he was winning.
He's a winner.
He was very confident.
He was
I love that about Kevin.
And then he kind of
and
just.
He hung up on us.
Well, he wanted to. So all day long, we had the same four songs. So at 7:55, we'll give you a chance to get that fifth song that's worth $1,000 and maybe $1 million.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Well, you better be cool because there's a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. You know that's bad. 2 days in a row. With that, high of 93, but it's not going to feel as hot today, is it, Brian?
No.
No. Because the heat index is what?
99.
It's only 99. Feel better? Yesterday it was 103.
Right.
Good Lord. Okay, so be advised. O'Reilly Auto Parts brings you these cool things, convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Tracy, what is cool? What do you have?
Oh, I found this story. There's this rare blue lobster that was rescued. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear about that occasionally, right?
Yeah.
But the person that spotted it and rescued it?
Yeah.
Kind of surprising.
Okay, that's good to hear. Coming up, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I've got a little air fryer recipe that I found. It was blowing up my Facebook. A little hack how to recreate the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
That's nice.
Oh.
Have people wait in line for that.
I know. Okay. My kids are asking to go. I'm like, maybe I can just make it at home.
The line's not as long enough.
Air conditioning.
Yep.
Don't have to go out.
And I'll tell you about a guy who wanted to ride the roller coaster so bad that he had to lose a lot of weight to get under the limit. And he did it.
Nice.
It's a great, inspiring
incentive.
Story. And it wasn't Chick-fil-A sandwiches that got him there.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. All right. Blue lobster, Tracy.
A rare blue lobster delivered to a Red Lobster restaurant in Ohio was spared from gracing someone's dinner plate.
Mm.
One of the employees at the Red Lobster was unloading the shipment of lobsters, happened to notice one of the lobsters looked a little different.
Yes. We're Red Lobster.
Yeah. So he saved the blue lobster, and it is now making its new home at a local zoo in Ohio.
You know, it's funny. The irony is Red Lobster saved the blue lobster.
Right.
See, that's nice.
Isn't that
right?
Nice?
Who'd have thought? Love their biscuits. Side note. Okay. All right, Brian.
I wonder what color it turns when you cook it. So I just want to know.
How are we going to find out?
Just sometime, somebody's got to do it, right?
Purple?
I think it's purple. Maybe.
I think it turns purple.
All right, so, you know, those Chick-fil-A sandwiches, people love them. And I found on a friend of mine who was sharing this on the Facebook. It blew up the Facebook.
Mm.
This little hack. Yeah. You know, okay, so it's breaded chicken. We can all do a breaded chicken.
You'd think, right?
We all know what to do, right?
Right.
Little egg, little boat. But here's the secret. Marinate your chicken before you do it for at least an hour in pickle juice.
Pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of pickle? Like a
it's
sweet gherkin?
Dill.
Or?
No, dill. No, dill. Dill. You go to sweet gherkin.
I know.
Sweet gherkin. Sweet gherkin. No.
Chicken like tastes sweet. Gherkin.
Dill. So, you know, because it's nice and salty. It's like a brine and, you know, at least an hour.
Yeah.
As many as eight and soak it in there. And then you go through and do your breaded chicken thing.
Yeah.
Do it in the air fryer if you like that.
Are you going to do
like
this?
I might try this.
You have to do this.
I might actually try this.
Do you have enough pickle juice, though, at home? Like, would you throw out the pickles
that
you have?
No. I have jars of pickle juice just sitting around.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody?
He drinks pickle juice.
I love pickle juice.
After a bike ride, right?
Yeah, it's good for cramping.
Yeah.
After a long bike ride, you don't cramp up.
You know what? I've never seen you cramp.
Yeah. See?
That's right. Okay. Maybe that's why. Okay.
Maybe I should just start eating Chick-fil-A after a long ride.
You should. You got to tell us how that works out, Brian, if you do that.
All right.
Okay, finally, a 35-year-old Ohio man who loves roller coasters lost 190 pounds in order to be able to ride the new coaster at his local amusement park in Ohio. Jared Ream is his name. And guess how tall Jared Ream is?
Oh.
6'9".
Six,
whoa.
He weighed over 400 pounds at his heaviest. So he's ridden 295 coasters. Then he got too heavy to ride them and gave up on his goal of riding number 300. But then he heard in August of last year that Kings Island was getting a new 300-foot-tall coaster called the Orion. He said, look, I'm going to ride it. So through diet and exercise, he lost 190 pounds in over 321 days. His starting weight was 430. He's down to 240. He can ride Orion
except
later this
that they
month.
Closed the park.
Yeah, now the park's closed.
Nice try, Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
See you next year, Jared. There you go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Ronson, LBF, and Brian. LBF's on vacation this week, so our pal Tracy Caruso is popping in for the week. Having fun, Tracy?
Yes, I am, Bob.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, boy.
Not like a hostage. Yeah,
right. That's what my script says.
Yes, right. Hold up a newspaper so you prove that you're alive today.
Where'd you say you grabbed her from, Bob? New Hampshire?
She's New Hampshire's finest. She is the most talented
broadcaster. Follow the rules.
You are the most talented broadcaster in New Hampshire.
Thank you very much.
And we brought you down.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you again.
This story I love too much. I can't help it. We have to talk about it because I have questions.
The first night we met Ben, we kissed him, both of us. We were like, we really like this guy and let's see where it can go. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in life together. You know, we'll die together.
Okay, you're wondering who those people are. Those would be twins Anna and Lucy DeSink of Perth, Australia. They're 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're identical twins.
Okay.
In fact, they were named the world's most identical twins at a festival, and they take that very seriously. They refuse to be more than a few feet apart. They dress alike. They share a job.
And they're how old?
34.
Oh, wow.
They've had the same plastic surgery.
Oh.
They eat exactly the same number of calories, exercise the same amount of time, and even use the toilet at the same time.
Off. Come on.
No, true. Different toilets.
Well, and they, well, thank you for clarifying.
Well, I just thought
special twins toilet. Yeah. It's really weird.
I'm trying to imagine that. Like, wait, hold on. I need to figure that out.
And then comes the boyfriend. He's a 39-year-old guy named Ben Byrne. And they say, quote, he understands our bond. So now they want Ben to get them both pregnant at the same time.
Oh, boy.
They're not totally sure how that's going to be possible. They're thinking it might require IVF, but that's the plan. They want to experience pregnancy together. The question I have, and it's...
You only have one?
No, well, yeah. Yeah, right. No, we have questions.
The first question,
besides all the other kooky stuff, is, so if they do get pregnant from the same guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Would the babies be identical, too, even though it's different moms?
Not quite.
Think about that. Same guy,
same guy.
Same DNA. Right, same DNA. Would they be in the same DNA eggs? We need someone way smarter than anybody in this room to figure that out.
Imagine if those kids looked totally different.
It could happen. I don't know.
Well, especially if male or female. Like,
you think somebody...
Well, I mean, they'd look as similar as any siblings,
I
would think.
I have no idea.
But you just
wonder,
would they be...
They'd be closer to siblings than cousins.
We need a DNA specialist.
We need it
maybe.
Once removed.
Yeah. What, yeah.
Once removed.
I think they would be.
Yeah, I think I want to be removed from this.
I want to hear from somebody who would know. 888-410-1057. There's a nurse or a doctor or someone who would know. If the same guy is the father of both identical twins, will the babies, if the same sex, be identical?
I'm thinking no, because still the guy, right? Don't they have different DNA? Genetic ties in each little guy that swims.
Someone might,
think I'd be talking about this.
I just feel like they'd be closer to like siblings than you know.
I don't know. If you know, 888,
we need answers.
410-1057.
Weird.
We have questions.
Very weird.
That is a weird question. All right, Tracy, what's coming up with the dirty laundry? Top that.
Well, I don't know if I can top that, but Ellen DeGeneres, some lover, some not so much, and she is under her show.
Yeah.
Under investigation.
Oh. For being naughty.
Uh-oh.
All right, Brian, who do we have on the phone?
We got Rick.
So is he chiming in about the twins who have... They want a baby by the same dad.
Yeah.
So my question was, would the babies be identical? Because same dad, same... But anyway, I can't figure it out. Rick, what's your... Got an explanation for that?
Yeah, it's sort of an easy one, right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, sure. If you think about it, you have... How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Three kids. The same father and the same mother?
Yes.
Okay, so are they all the same?
No.
No, so that sort of answers the question, right? The same mother has the same source egg, and the same father with the same source sperm, same genes, they're different, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Right,
oh,
so they'll be like siblings.
To me, it's sort of an easy answer.
Right.
But more like siblings than cousins.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They're gonna be...
Rick, you're smart.
Yeah,
Thank you for making us feel good.
Be smart. Wow. He doesn't drink pickle juice.
All right. Hey, thanks. I love listening to your show every morning.
Well, thank you. Your job is done, Rick. Good job. See you later.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
He made that sound so simple.
Huh.
Man, I'm not feeling
I'm going
very,
back to bed.
Not very smart.
Really stupid.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Rick. Thanks, Rick.
My kids
what you,
don't.
What are you, morons? I think so, Rick. I think
yep, thank right, you yeah. very much. Yep. Just a small
town. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, they do. Well, LBF's on vacation this week. Tracy Caruso's in with some laundry to do.
Yes.
It's favorite part of the job, right?
Maybe.
This part?
Maybe. Yeah, learning about twins is pretty important.
That was good. That was good. All right. What's in the bin?
Warner Media has reportedly launched an investigation to learn more about the workplace at the Ellen DeGeneres Show after allegations were made by nearly a dozen current and former employees following many reports that claimed Ellen is not a friendly person and doesn't live up to her Be Kind slogan. A memo was sent out to the staff letting them know that an investigation has been launched.
That's devastating for her because that's been her whole, you know, thing.
Be kind to one another.
Be nice, be kind. Yeah. And then if she can't, that's not very
is it
degenerous.
Her or is it her staff?
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Apple TV.
Wasn't she just broken into last week?
Yeah.
Didn't LBF have that?
Yeah.
Her home was broken into.
Okay.
We thought it was their staff.
Oh, but, you know. Maybe it was.
Maybe, I don't know.
Apple TV Plus and Oprah announced a new series led by Oprah Winfrey for the streaming service. The Oprah Conversation will premiere this Thursday.
Brian, you're yawning.
Oprah.
I like her.
How about Noprah?
No. Stop. I like Oprah.
Good. I'm good.
Okay,
let's take a break. It's been a good
and
run.
You don't have to watch it.
No, and you don't have to watch
yep,
it.
Don't you worry.
Noprah.
Regis Philbin will come back to Indiana for one final visit. A University of Notre Dame spokesman confirmed that the campus will be the site of Philbin's funeral service, and his final resting place will be in Cedar Grove Cemetery along Notre Dame Avenue.
He was a big Notre Dame alumni.
Yeah.
Class of 53.
Yeah, there's a 2020 like special tonight about him.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you seen, this guy was so well respected and regarded by everybody.
Well, you know what? Last night, this week on Jeopardy, they're playing the Celebrity Jeopardy Classics.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So last night they had Regis. It was Regis, Donna Mills, and Carol Burnett.
Oh, wow.
And Regis was hilarious.
No spoiler alert.
Oh,
I gotta watch it. But he's funny,
he's
right?
He's buzzing in. He's like, is that the form of a question? What? Giving Alex crap. It was hilarious. It was great.
He was, everybody loved him.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of everybody loving someone, how about Lori Loughlin? Well, happy birthday, Lori. The 56-year-old is planning to celebrate with her husband and daughters. Both Lori and her husband took plea deals, as you know, with that whole college scandal. She will have to pay $150,000 fine, and she will be sentenced to August 21st, facing 2 months in prison and then 2 years to your supervised release. But hey, Lori, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lori. What's up? Okay, good stuff, Tracy. The Million Dollar Playlist continues. We're stuck on song number 4, so coming up, we'll give you a little bit of a sneak peek at it again because it is a tough one, but that fifth song is the one. I can't slow it down. It's not,
slow it down.
No, it's not the idea of the contest. Yeah. Play it at full speed. But we'll give you another crack at it so you can hear it. And maybe at 7:55, you can win $1,000 and then a big chance at a million. Let's do True Confession Tuesday, guys. Have some fun.
Okay.
It's so hot. You don't want to work that hard, right?
Right.
Just relax. Have some fun. Maybe get an awesome WROR t-shirt out of it if you have an awesome True Confession, as they say. So here's what we want to talk about today. There was a study that came out yesterday that 57% of American workers say they don't want to go back to work in the same conditions. So they've gotten used to working from home.
Okay.
They would prefer it, and they don't know if they'll ever work 24/7, you know, the way we used to at work.
Okay.
Or, you know, Monday through Friday and 9 to 5 in it. They've kind of gotten used to it. So working from home, it does have its advantages, let's be honest.
Okay?
For a lot of folks.
Of course.
So for True Confessions, we'd like to hear maybe something that you could confess that maybe you weren't working from home that day.
And the boss thought you were hard at work, but...
Uh-huh. Maybe you weren't.
Or feel free to rat out a coworker.
Rat out a coworker. Right? Maybe you've seen a coworker location that didn't match up with the home office. All right? So, True Confession Tuesday, 888-410-1057. Have you played a little hooky, or do you know somebody who has?
104.057 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it's True Confession Tuesday. So there was a study yesterday that came out that people who are working from home really like it, and they don't necessarily want to go back to the way things work. Gotten used to working at home.
Right.
There are some advantages.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You're probably saving money on lunch, I would imagine.
The commute.
Commute's not bad.
Saves you time.
Coffee's cheaper.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't have to shower every day.
Well, there's that. Or shampoo.
You're not going to be judged on what you're eating at your desk.
What you're wearing.
Ever.
So,
at least from the waist down.
Yeah, if you're wearing. So there are some advantages.
Yeah.
Let the record show. We've done our show from here every day since the COVID began.
Really? Never?
No. Because they're afraid if we do it from home, we are not coming back.
Right.
They don't want to see that. So have you seen anything or done anything working from home that you feel you should confess? So Tracy, let's start with you.
Oh, excellent.
Have you done something while, quote unquote, working from home?
I did, and I got caught, and that was, it kind of embarrassed me a little bit. I was involved with a webinar, and so supposed to be taking notes and everything, but I was actually making meatloaf at the time. So because it was a national webinar. And
did you make enough meatloaf for the whole webinar?
No. So I thought, this is kind of funny, you know, because I have my laptop in the kitchen, you know, and I'm making meatloaf. And so I took a photo of it. You know, did a little selfie, like our new world,
There you go.
And I posted it on Facebook, forgetting that I'm actually Facebook friends with the webinar presenter. And he's in Kentucky, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, like, ha, ha, ha. And it's his face on the screen. And then I posted it on Facebook, completely forgetting. And
that
so I got a nice little message from him, like, must have been really good webinar I just did. Glad I put so much time
meatloaf
into it.
You're multitasking.
Like, oopsie.
You've got a family to feed.
You should have just turned it into a cooking show.
Right.
Yeah. Brian, you said one of your kids from one school chums.
Oh, my God. Well, my little girl had to do, like, the school Zoom at the end of the year. Hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed we get back in some place. But there was one kid who always showed up with no shirt. I'm like,
For every day class? Zoom class?
She was like show and tell, you know? And it's like...
And he didn't wear a shirt?
Put a shirt on, will you?
How old
was this? Yeah, you know, kindergarten.
6, 7, oh my gosh. No shirt on.
That's kind of funny.
I love it. Kid is loving it.
Yeah,
sure. Good for him.
How does hair look? Does it look good?
Great.
His hair was on
point.
It was great. Yeah, it was
all right. So if you have any work from home confessions, maybe you weren't working from home, wink, wink, when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 888-410-1057, best true confession. We'll give you one of our incredible limited edition WROR t-shirt.
Okay.
Great for making meatloaf in and... That little student could have worn one in Brian's class. He doesn't need it. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's Elton. Your song, 727. Another super hot one. 93 degrees today. You will need your deodorant, I think. If not...
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. No. Well, Tracy mentioned... you know, that one of the advantages of working from home, maybe you're saving money on deodorant.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
No.
No, I thought you said you
didn't. I'm still using it.
You didn't have to.
I didn't have to. Come on. Hold on.
Brian.
Let me check.
Okay. Ice cream sales are up.
Okay.
Deodorant sales are down. That's true. Social distancing apparently has fewer people reaching for the deodorant and more people reaching for the ice cream. According to Unilever, that's the company, there's been a drop in demand for personal care items. Brands like Dove said lockdowns have led to declines in sales. Hmm. You know, whatever the other deodorants are, all seeing declines. However, Breyers, Ben & Jerry's, and Magnum. I've never had Magnum. Are they good?
Oh, those ice cream bars? They're really good.
Their sales have soared.
Mm-hmm.
Unilever says customers are also eating more soups, using more meal kits, and good old mayonnaise. Sales are up.
Okay, so I'm still confused.
Yeah.
If you're not going out,
mm-hmm.
do you not put deodorant on?
Well, is this true confession?
Yeah. I would be wearing deodorant no matter what.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're home alone.
I can't stand the smell of myself.
It's part of your routine. Yeah. I take a shower, I put on deodorant. That's what I've been trying to teach my 10-year-old.
I don't want to be laying on the couch watching TV and just
What's that smell?
God.
Wow. Huh. Blame it on the dog kind of thing.
Just it's just
use
you.
Deodorant.
You know? Anyway. So
I think the numbers tell us most people don't.
Most people are
that interests me.
Using less. Fascinating. Huh. All right, I'm more fascinated by the Magnum ice cream bar. Now, tell me more about that.
Delicious. Crunchy chocolate.
That sounds good.
Vanilla, a little swirl of caramel in there.
Nice. Sales are up.
I'm hungry.
Hey. Ice cream sales are up at our house. That is for sure.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Yeah, we eat a lot of ice cream.
A lot of ice cream, especially when it's 93. Okay, in the laundry.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier today about the rare blue lobster, and I'm hoping to talk about that one again as well because someone needed
some Ellen DeGeneres.
Someone needed to save that lobster.
Okay.
Warner Media has reportedly launched an investigation to learn more about the workplace at Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Queen of Nice. We'll find out. Well, LBF's on vacation, probably not doing any laundry, I don't think.
Hopefully not.
No, I don't think so. So that's why we got Tracy in today to give us some dirty laundry, Tracy Caruso.
Absolutely. Warner Media has reportedly launched an investigation to learn more about the workplace at the Ellen DeGeneres Show after allegations were made by nearly a dozen current and former employees following many reports that claimed Ellen is not a friendly person and doesn't live up to her Be Kind slogan. The BuzzFeed report claimed that there was a toxic work environment. And apparently the staff did receive a memo saying that the investigation has been launched.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I don't think the pandemic and Twitter have been kind to Ellen. You know, once she kind of like laid everybody off, she'd do a great, super nice to people.
And last week the house was broken into.
Mm-hmm.
Her house.
Mm-hmm.
Been a tough time.
And she didn't even realize it because I don't think she was staying in that house.
She's flipping it.
So how do you feel about Oprah then? Oprah?
We heard her magazine. You see yesterday her magazine is finishing up.
Printing. So now Apple TV Plus and Oprah announced a new series led by Winfrey for the streaming service. The Oprah Conversation will premiere Thursday.
Let me ask you, because I don't watch daytime TV. Is anybody doing that kind of Oprah show where she would have topics and... not celebrities, but, you know, bring what stories in of individuals that have a unique story of something.
Oprah's kind of show?
Kind of talk show.
Like the Kelly Clarkson show and things like
But not with entertainers. But I mean Oprah, she made her bones, you know, just
because
doing
she was a news reporter first.
Yeah, and then doing these kind of, right? Because there's an opening.
Well, that lady who's on after Kelly and Ryan, I forget her name.
Does she do it?
Tamron Hall.
Tamron Hall.
A little bit,
does the Oprah thing.
That.
Sure.
All right, just wondering.
Down here in the studio. I don't actually watch it.
Right.
Okay.
Heard about it.
Regis Philbin will come back to Indiana for one final visit. University of Notre Dame spokesman confirmed that the campus will be the site of Philbin's funeral service, and his final resting place will be in Cedar Grove Cemetery along Notre Dame Avenue. No date for Philbin's service at this point.
So he was 88, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And they say that he died of natural causes, so...
Well, Kathy Lee said she saw him about a month ago or 3 weeks ago in his home in Connecticut, and she knew that was probably the last time that she was going to see him. So he was, like you said, he was just kind of, failing.
Yeah. Sure. Lori Loughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Don't.
Hater, whatever.
Don't care.
No opinion. It's her 56th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
well,
so she's hanging with family. No, in fact, that's the point. August 21st, she will be sentenced. She's facing 2 months in prison, 2 years of supervised release, plus $150,000 fine. Mm. Maybe she just asked for cash for her birthday.
And cigarettes.
God.
Yeah. Maybe. So happy birthday, Lori Loughlin.
Yo!
This is the year to celebrate.
This was all because she wanted to get her kids into USC, right?
Right.
And the kid didn't want to go, from what I understand. Didn't want to even go, right? Because when she got there, all the kid did was talk about how, she can't wait to get out. Wants to do Instagram and be an influencer and all that.
Yeah, I'm sure most of our college students have said that at one point or another, though.
That's true. So, they all want to be Instagram here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Coming up next, somebody has got a shot at the $1 million scramble. So we've gotten four songs. I am going to do the unprecedented act of playing it right now.
Okay.
To give you even one more taste. It's that last one. If you were listening all day yesterday, you know the first four. It's the fifth one that'll get you $1,000. And then you're on the road to maybe $1 million.
That would be nice.
That's good. That's why we call it the $1 million play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Next. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Jonathan from Haverhill. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, good morning.
You staying cool?
I am. I got my air conditioning going in my car while I'm sitting here at the job site.
Okay, good. Nice. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jonathan. What do you do? Your family?
Single. I work right now full time. I've been working since the whole pandemic. Security has been really picking up. I'm actually thankful for the hours.
That's great. Okay. Single, ready to mingle, as they say. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Now that the corona's ready, the bars need to open.
Well, listen, if you have $1,000, you're going to be a very eligible bachelor. So here we go. Jonathan, Tracy's filling in for LBF this week. She's got your questions. You get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
If you're not sure, say pass real fast. Here we go.
Jonathan, in Italy, what is a mortadella?
Mortadella is a mushroom.
Who said, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened?
Mark Twain.
Nicolas Sarkozy and Francois Hollande all served as president of which country?
Can you repeat the question?
Nicolas Sarkozy and Francois Hollande all served as president of which country?
France.
This is the last line to what movie? That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Babe.
How many seasons did the series Friends have?
9.
How many people have walked on the moon?
1.
A saluki is a type of cat, rabbit, or dog.
Can you repeat it?
A saluki is a type of cat, rabbit, or dog.
A rabbit.
Which Disney film is the oldest, Bambi, Pinocchio, or The Jungle Book?
Bambi.
Which one?
Bambi.
You say Bambi. All right, so here's we got a couple right, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Let's see what you miss. Well, LBF loves some toughies.
She doesn't want anyone to win when she's away.
Full disclosure.
Yeah?
LBF created these questions. I'm just reading
You're
them.
Just reading.
Just the messenger.
Wow. All right, so what did we miss, Tracy?
Okay, in Italy, what is a mortadella? It's a sausage.
A sausage.
Who said, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened? That's Dr. Seuss. Mm.
That's tough because you'd think it would rhyme.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that deep. Right?
He got France and Babe correct.
Yeah.
How many seasons did the series Friends have? It's 10.
You were close. You said 9.
How many people walked on the moon? 12.
The rest ran. That's why.
A Saluki is a dog. And Pinocchio is the oldest Disney.
Well, I guess I'm not super smart.
Not today.
Yes, you are. Yes, just not with these topics.
LBF left some toughies. Oh, right? I'm telling you. Don't you should.
Good questions.
Don't feel bad. Hey, we got some good news for you, though, Jonathan. Nobody walks away empty-handed. We got two tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday. Okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Right. I get to go see the races.
There you go. Jonathan, you deserve it. Have fun. It's by the way, if you want to buy tickets, you can get them at nhms.com. Jonathan, thanks for playing. Have a great day at work. Stay cool, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
good
Jonathan.
Enough. So that LBF. Good Lord.
Yeah.
She wants to give away the 1,000.
Note to self, don't play super smart when LBF's on vacation. Okay.
That's right. All right. So look, if you want to see the rest of the answers, go to WROR.com just after 9 or so. They'll be up. Plus, sign up for the game at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, take me home tonight, as long as you have AC.
That's right.
All right? All right, Tracy Caruso, what's cool?
A rare blue lobster. I know you've heard about them so many times, but this story's really cool because of who spotted it and who caught it and who saved
it. And who saved it.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, Brian.
All right. I know we're all sick of making food at home, but I found a hack for making chicken just like Chick-fil-A.
It's amazing.
It was blowing up on my Facebook, and I never thought of it.
You got to try it. So we'll talk
I think
about
I
that
might.
Right. I'm going to tell you the weirdest towns. There's 50, every state has a town that is just oddly named. I'm going to give you the top 10. These are crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, a little conversation starter today when you're trying to stay cool at the water cooler.
Picking a vacation spot.
You wouldn't want to go to any of these places. Interesting postcards. All right, Tracy Caruso, what do you have?
A rare blue lobster delivered to a Red Lobster restaurant in Ohio was spared from gracing a patron's dinner plate when one of the employees of the Red Lobster happened to notice the blue one in the big shipment, the big crate of lobsters. So the kid grabbed it and...
I mean, I may be from Ohio, but that thing looks like a blue lobster.
They named him Claude.
Oh, they... Claude. I get it.
Get it.
Was it W?
And that Red Lobster's mascot is Claude.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, it's Claude. I get it.
Yeah,
that's clever.
So,
so the Red Lobster saved the Blue Lobster.
The Red Lobster saved the Blue Lobster, which is now living out its life at a zoo. In
Claude
Ohio.
Doesn't know how lucky he is. Yeah. Right. Is that water warm enough for you, Claude?
Still like to try water. One.
I know. I mean, it turns purple.
But yeah, I was going to say.
It does. Stop.
Curious.
Okay. Brian.
All right. Now, you know, we've been locked at home for months and months with our children, and we make them food over and over again that they don't eat. So we're looking for any way to make something different. I saw this on Facebook. A friend of mine posted it, and it says that it makes your chicken taste exactly like Chick-fil-A, which my son's been begging me to take him to.
Yeah.
I never thought of this. Okay. What you do, because, you know, it's breaded chicken, right? Everybody can make a little breaded chicken cutlet thing, little homemade chicken. You can do that. But here's the hack.
Yeah.
Soak the chicken for at least an hour in pickle juice.
Dill pickle juice.
Dill pickle juice, right?
None of that
nice
sweet
salty,
stuff.
Salty brine of a pickle juice.
For an hour.
For at least an hour.
Okay.
And then you do the whole, you know, bread the chicken and cook
did
it up if you air fry it or however you want to do it.
Did you tell your kids you're going to do that?
I said, hey, guys, well, you know, they don't like pickles.
Okay.
So I have a dilemma. Do I tell them that I've soaked this in pickle juice already? So, hey, try this chicken.
No, Daddy's magic.
Yeah, that's magic chicken.
Magic.
Try it.
Who's got that much? Like, what do you do with the pickles? Because you're going to have to take the pickles out of the jar in order to use the pickled juice.
Well,
and then
yeah.
it's raw chicken, so you're not going to put the pickles back.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, you only need like a cup of pickle juice. You could probably take a little bit out of the jar. Yeah. You'll still be all right. Mm. I do have jars of pickle juice in my fridge. Drive my wife crazy.
Like
when I finish my pickles, I like to drink the pickle juice.
He's
so I save it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes are doing that.
It's very good after a long bike ride. When it's like hot out like this,
see,
you take a long bike ride.
Okay, last week we had a story where if your beer, light beer is not great, you put a pickle in it. A dill pickle, and it'll kind of make it the
worse.
Yeah.
No, it makes it better. It'll foam up.
Throw some pickle in there. You don't feel as bad throwing it out.
You just don't like pickle.
Yeah, it's ruined now.
There's a pickle in it.
Beer is beer.
All right, Tracy, good job. All right, here, they've done it again. Somebody came up with a list. That's how bored we are.
Mm-hmm.
The list of the... each state has a very strangely named town.
Sure.
This is random. I'll just give you 10 of them.
Okay.
We'll start with Chicken Bristle, Illinois.
All right.
They all live down in Chicken Bristle. Okay. How about Ding Dong, Texas? Would you like to go to Ding Dong, Texas?
That sounds fun.
Uh-huh. Ohio has a town called Dull.
Okay.
Dull, Ohio.
Yeah.
And there's
sounds about right.
There's a boring Oregon and a bland Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a handsome Eddie, New York.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Handsome Eddie.
Hey.
There's a dumber New Hampshire.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, there's a governor in there.
Dumber New Hampshire. There's Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's in Massachusetts.
Oh, thanks.
Satan's Kingdom.
Area code is 666.
There's an accident, Maryland.
Oh.
Where are you? It's an accident.
How'd you get here?
It was an accident. There's a Paint Lick, Kentucky. Paint Lick, Kentucky.
Explain. There's lead paint, probably.
There's a town that got so bored, they couldn't come up with a name in Missouri. They just called it Number 8. Number 8, Missouri.
That's funny.
And you could live in a couple of booger towns.
Oh.
There's Booger Hollow, Arkansas. Or you could go to, this is the worst, Booger Hole, West Virginia.
You're 10.
Wow.
There it is.
Satan's Kingdom, by the way,
yeah.
is, near Northfield, Mass.
Okay, where's Northfield, Mass?
It's near Gill.
Oh, yeah. Gill. Oh, Western Mass?
Oh, very Western
yeah.
Mass.
Okay,
very
good.
Much near the corner of Vermont and New
okay.
Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Satan's
really
Kingdom.
That is Satan Kingdom out there.
I think I'd rather live in Booger Hall. Booger Hall, West Virginia. So there you have it. Wasn't that fun? All right, it's 8:36. Listen, if would you rather live in Booger Hollow or Booger Hole? You got to go with the Hollow. So coming up, Brian, are we going to announce the winner of the backyard upgrade? We have that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Coming up, we have the winner, chicken dinner. We're going to upgrade somebody's backyard. Coming up next, 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Well, we've been asking folks to send us their dreadful, woeful backyard for a chance to get an upgrade from a bunch of folks who came together, a bunch of our sponsors that put a prize package together. So over the past few weeks, we've gotten some very interesting backyards in need of upgrades.
Yeah.
There were so many, as a matter of fact, I believe it was a random drawing.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the judges because it would have been a tie.
Right.
Too hard to judge. They were all so horrible.
So we just drew a name out of the hat. That's the only way we could do it. So I believe we have a winner. His name is Mike from Stoughton. Hey, we got him on the phone. Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, it's Bob, Tracy, and Brian. We want to say congratulations for winning that backyard upgrade.
Woo! All right.
Nice job. Nice.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, we got a picture of your backyard. If you don't mind, help us with the description of it. I see it looks like an old trampoline, right?
That's kind of beat up. The kids have enjoyed that for a few years. We got
Mike, there's
none
no
of them crab
grass floating around. There's no net on that thing.
Yeah, that there was a bad windstorm about a couple years ago, and it actually blew the trampoline upside down into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, my God.
Destroyed the net.
I'm glad that you didn't let that stop you from using it with the kids.
No, they're until that thing pulls on the ground, they're going to use it.
I'm sure. Okay. Mike, are those two cornholes standing up? What is that red and those two red and blue things?
Those are stumps. Those were dead trees. We cut them down to stumps, and then we kind of patriotic handed them red lights.
So they're about
the kids drew some stars on there.
They're 4 foot painted stumps. Okay. And I see in the backyard, by the way, now it looks like a fire pit was started. What's going on with that?
Yep. We built that ourselves. I found some discounted bricks, the stone that wall on the back there that you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
That was discounted at Lowe's. It was half off. So I had that, and then we just put it together 1 year.
Yeah.
Nice. So it was discount stuff, so is it all jagged?
Come on. No, it's broken rocks and stuff.
Yeah, the bricks are a little crooked on the ground.
Yeah. But, it's a little too close to the trampoline. I'm just saying, with the fire, trampoline, I don't know.
Somewhere to land, Bob.
At a time, you know?
Aim for the jagged rocks, kids.
Mike, we're just having fun with you. Listen, you got some great stuff we're going to give you, okay?
Cool.
So you won a push mower. It looks like the lawn could use a little work, too. I'm just saying. I know it's been a dry summer, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to help you with that. That's
great.
Yeah, from Honda Power Equipment, plus an $1,100 gift card to Cape Cod Shower Kits. How about a backyard shower?
I've never heard of that, but yeah, why not?
Brian just built his own. He wish he had that.
We don't have a pool, so I mean, I can send them outside.
When they get sweaty on the trampoline, you know.
Right. Or bloody.
Yep. a $400 gift card to Plymouth Quarries. I know you might want to spruce up that, the fire pit, okay?
Yeah, we can definitely add some more seating, some more stone out there.
Okay, and to beautify it, a $250 gift card to Russell's Garden Center. You can do whatever you want with that, okay?
Great.
And lastly, you can take the stumps down if you want or leave them there, but we're going to get you a couple of cornhole boards from Wicked Cornhole.
They're wicked nice.
Nice. Brian, you jealous? Yeah.
I have some.
Oh, you have them?
I do. Awesome. They're awesome.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, congratulations, okay?
Oh, thank you, Bob, and... 105.7 WRR, The Morning Show.
Everybody,
the other guy stole your job. So
wow,
the other guy stole your job. I wanted to steal it too.
Well, yeah. I'm not even showing up tomorrow.
I might not. So you can definitely take my place.
Mike, congratulations. Thanks a lot. Enjoy it. We can't wait to see what you do with it, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Have
a great day. Bye-bye. What a nice guy.
Good.
We had a lot of pictures. His was definitely needed an upgrade, so he's got to be excited about that.
And we don't want people to feel like, you know... losers or anything. I mean, everyone had really bad.
Yes. There's no winners there.
Wow.
Yep.
Anyway, that was fun. Thanks to all the sponsors who put that together for us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.